translation, the illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position. But those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense. Being absorbed in thought of, it is I and it is mine. Purport. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The invincibly powerful, deluding energy of the personality of Godhead, or the third energy representing nations, can bewilder the entire world of animation. But still, she is not strong enough to be able to stand in front of the Supreme Lord. Nations is behind the personality of Godhead. Where she is powerful enough to mislead the living beings, and the primary symptoms of a bewildered person is that they talk nonsense. Nonsensical talks are not supported by the principles of Vedic literature. And first grade nonsense talk is, it is I, it is mine. The godless civilization is exclusively conducted by such false ideas. And such persons, without any factual realization of God, accept a false God or falsely declare themselves to be God to mislead persons who are already bewildered by the deluding energy. Those who are before the Lord, however, and those surrendered unto Him, cannot be influenced by the deluding energy. Therefore, they are free from misconception of it is I, it is mine. And therefore, they do not accept a false God or pose themselves as equal to the Supreme Lord. Identification of the bewildered person is distinctly given in this verse.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadveta Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vilatsamanaya yasha statum ikshapathe muya vimohita pikattante maham mamaham iti duldriyaha. As you see now, I'm showing symptoms of Arjuna in the battlefield. He said, Dristvemam svajanam Krishna yusum samupastam. Arjuna saw in front of him all the great soldiers, great generals. What was his symptom? Sidanti mama katrani. His whole limbs was shaking. And the mukhamcha parishushati, his mouth was drying up. So my mouth also drying up. So even I can't drink like this because it's shaking. Not only that, bepatuscha sharireme. Not only limbs, entire body bepatus shaking. Roma harscha jayate. Hairs on the body also standing up. Gandivam sramsaste hastat. So from his hand, his bow is slipping away. And then, tuvakchaeva paridhayate. His skin also is burning. So sorry, I have that symptoms at the moment. Because my expertise is in the kitchen. If anybody says, from here, Param Karuna Babu says, Padanil Babu, this Sunday, 100 coach coming from all of the country. I want you to organize 5,000 people, rice, two sabji, one sabji wet, one sabji dry, two sweet, one dry sweet, one wet sweet, two savory, two drink. I can organize it within 1 hour. But here, I have to present 5,000 verses. It's very, very difficult for me. So when you are in difficulty, what do? You, before asking Krishna, you seek blessings of all the devotees. So here, especially here, Prabhupada disciples are here. Mataji, please, would like to give a blessing? Especially go to, of course, Prabhupada blessing coming from Prabhupada disciples. And also here, the teachers of Bhakti College, as well as all the senior devotees, I'd like to seek blessings. Pancha kalpa tarubhascha kripa sindhu bhevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Here, main topic is, Prabhupada said here, the identification of the bewildered person is distinctively given in this verse. So now you will see who is in Maya by learning this verse. Then we have to know what is Maya. So today we'll discuss what is Maya. After that, what is the role of Maya, particularly function of Maya. And then thirdly, how to get over Maya. So three things we'll discuss. Let's see how it goes. So Maya, as you all know, that Ma is not. Ya is that which. That which is not, it's called Maya. That we translate as illusion. But her real identity is, can you hear okay? Yeah, you. Close. Her real identity is Krishna's servant. As you all know, that when Vyasadev wrote Mahabharata, as well as all other Puranas, deep satisfaction feeling didn't come. not only that, he was feel a bit disheartened. And then he was thinking, why such a composed great literature? But no achievement feeling is coming. And then, as you know, when devotees are in trouble, always another devotee helps. So Narada Muni coming by. And then because you are missing something, so you have not described Krishna much. Basically, you describe the family quarrel, 120,000 verses, all the Puranas, different God, demigod, etc. But you have not mentioned the specifically of Krishna. Maybe that's the reason. Then he got the answer, okay, I have to specifically write about Krishna. So writing Krishna is not ordinary task. So what he do? He meditates. So he himself turn into samadhi position. So his ashram was western river side of bank. Do you know what river was? Which river? Sarasvati, yes. His ashram was located next Sarasvati river, and then he meditated. There, in 7th chapter, in 1st canto described, when he meditate, bhakti yogena manasi, deep down, he invoke bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogena manasi. And then he says, samyak pranihite amale. Completely samyak pranihite. He deeply meditated. Amala, without any tinge of impurity. We all come to Hare Krishna movement with different motivation. How many of you can say, I came to Hare Krishna with a pure motivation? We all have different motivation. But Prabhupada accept, Krishna accept. Why? Even if you have motivation with certain impurity, but no doubt, along with devotional service, that impurity will be purified. But when Vyasadev meditated, mala, any tinge of impurity wasn't there. It's called, that's why it says, pranihite amale. So without tinge of any impurity, he meditated. Then he saw, apashat, purusham purnam, complete features of Krishna. And along with that, mayam cha tat apashrayaha. He saw Maya Devi next to him. Not in front, next to him with a folded hand and then ready to offer service. So which means where there is Krishna, always Maya Devi is there for her service. So her role is her service. So some of you doing book distribution, and then myself in the kitchen. So you have a unique service. So Maya's service, we have to know. So what is Maya's service? Anyone know? Prepare for us, Krishna. That's a too good answer. So then, let me ask you, how she prepared for us to reach Krishna? She's sleeping. If you do anything wrong. That's a very good answer. Yes? Chastise us. Test us. Yeah, put us to test. Then what is the biggest test? Death. That's, yes, the good answer. And yet, what kind of test she gives us? Mataji is saying that rather than putting Krishna in the center, we put ourselves in the center. That's a really good answer. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Krishna says that. Bhatto mukta iti vakya. The so-called mukta, liberation, and also bhattaha, the bondage. So, buddhi means intelligence or realization. Buddha means one who realized. As you know, the bandha means bondage. Bhatta means one who are bound. And the mukta means one who got liberation. So-called bondage and liberation. Gunato me na vastuta. Krishna saying that, that Maya's role, test, as well as our guna, Krishna says, actually is my work through guna, through Maya Devi. But na vastutaha, there is no substance to it. What do you mean by no substance to it? Devotion, illusion. So what do you mean by illusion? We say illusion, what do you mean by that? So, for example, we had a, let's say, plane crash. So I lost my arm. I looked around. Everybody was fine. No one injured. Only me lost the arm. Then what is our feeling? How unlucky I am. Everybody's fine. But he was on another flight. And he got crashed again. Again this time, he lost the arm. And let's say injured arm. You can't lose the arm again, isn't it? So let's say injured arm. And he looked around. Everybody died. He's the only survived. But he lost the only arm. Or he injured only arm. Then what is he going to feel? He feels very lucky. Nothing changed for him. He injured the arm. This is a fact. But the feeling completely changed. Previously, he felt very unlucky. But another time, he feels very lucky. This is called illusion. We daily, day-to-day experience so many things. It looks like it when I'm angry, he made me angry, or she made me angry. But deep down, what makes angry? Our own expectation. Isn't it? Things go wrong, that we think that is wrong, or why this happened to me. When you look at a bit further, as you know, a lot of blessing, a lot of good thing comes out of difficulties. But we don't see one step further. That's why we always feel sometimes down, sometimes frustrated, sometimes in pain, sometimes in suffering. So that's why Krishna says, think about what you feel. Think about what you really think. Think about what you perceive even. Na vastutaha. There is no substance to it. Krishna's external energy. Sunrise, sunset. True? But is it really sun rising or setting? Sun is there. We are going around, isn't it? But how many poems? Sunrise, sunset. How many songs is written? So this is called navastutaha, navastu. Gunasya maya mullatvat. So all the guna, what we experience is based on maya. Maya mullatvat. Name moksha navandanaha. Krishna said, for me, there is no bondage and no liberation. Ultimately, when you are encaged in this body, we all go through this ups and down, bondage and liberation. Our true self, no bondage, no liberation either. That is our real identity. So Maya's role is put us to test. What kind of test is that? Make sure Maya makes you think according to Prabhupada's purport. He says, this is mine, and also it is I, plus Maya's fundamental role is make you bound, bondage. Either your career, your family, or your body, or your position, or your maybe even service. I'll do only this service, nothing else. Maybe Guru may tell you, maybe you've done enough preaching in England. Now you go to Africa in one island, you go there. Then, oh, Maharaj, no, I have so many service, so many responsibility here, maybe. So Maya comes in different level and different form. Don't think because you are engaged in the service, there is no Maya. No. When you are in service, maybe even more Maya. As Mata says, Krishna has put us a test, right? To reach to him. You know, in the Olympic Games, each country have their own unique strength. So certain country good at running, certain country good at swimming, etc. In Korea, in Olympic Games, we are good at archery. So when you look at any Olympic Games, ladies and men, a lot of gold medal goes to Korean team. But interestingly, you know how they train? No one knows. No other team knows. But recently I got the information. So when they do archery, actually it's a game of psychology. Wimbledon tennis, top number 1 to the 10, or number 1 to the 50, their skill set is almost the same because all they are expert. But when actually in the game, what kind of mind is how much they control their mind is make them winner. So anybody who's on the Wimbledon tennis list, if you play, then they'll beat you. Because in our life, they'll do 1 to 50, but actually they are almost expert at any skill. Similarly, the shooting or archery also, once you reach a certain level of skill, beyond that, actually there is a mind game. So you know how they train their mind? Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Sri Sri Gauranita Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I'm talking about the role of Maya. Yes? So let's review. We discussed what is the Maya, definition of Maya. Maya is illusion. Maya is Krishna servant. And then Maya, the role of Maya is put us test, put us under illusion to reach Krishna. Sometimes Maya slapping us to reach Krishna. So that Maya has a unique role. So in Sanskrit, Maya's role is Bhikshayevam and Avaranam. Bhikshayevam means, let's say, Rajusalpa Nyaya. When you see the snake, but actually it's a rope. So it makes you think that it's a snake because due to darkness. This is Bhikshayevam. It completely deludes you. And Avaranam means You stay in that illusion. So once you bring the light, then you realize that this is not snake, this is rope. Because when there is no light, we think, we stay in that illusion. So it is two roles. So the role of Maya is that put us difficulties so that we build up strength to go to Krishna. This is fundamental Maya's role. Yeah. So I'm going back to the story of archery. So how they become gold medal? So after training, and then the final training is the most important things. What is the final training is when they shoot, they put such a heavy noise, as good as in the Olympic Games. So when the Olympic Games, when your own team shoot, they're cheering, yes, and the other team shoots, they're booing. And then they make a very strange noise, make you distracted. So this is not allowed, but and yet it's happening. So because all the audience is there, you can't stop the audience. So that they make the same level of noise or even higher noise level while they're shooting. So constantly, they give heavy noise and heavy booing and any sound which distract them. So during that distraction, they have to continuously practice to hit the bull of the eye. So in this way, they trained. So now I reveal the secret. So this is the role of Maya. So that in order to make a spiritual advancement, we have a tendency to arrange our day-to-day life, our service, in a way that to make us comfortable. Always we make arrangement in a way that for our own benefit. So in one sense, biggest obstacles for spiritual journey is comfort and our own interest, our own idea of serving. So then how to overcome it? We know challenges are coming every day. How to overcome it? Gyanat sanjayate sattvat sanjayate gyanaha. Sattvat sanjayate gyanaha. We need to invoke sattva gun all the time. Sattva gun means light. So when there's a rope, but we see as, we perceive it as snake. Why? Because there is no light. So we know that what things are as it is. We know that sun is staying there, we going around. If we know that when there is spring blossoming, and then soon there will be summer, and then fall and winter. So we have to sow now to harvest in autumn. So if you know how things work, then you make yourself get over the Maya. So we need the light to remove darkness. So you may think that, I'm in deep Maya, so how can I? Don't worry. Why? Nature of darkness, two things. Nature of impurity, two things. Any impurity, you think about it. Any dirt, when it's set for a long time, difficult to remove it. For example, mirror, there are certain stains, then it's been a long time, very difficult to remove it. Right? And also, the density of the dirt, For example, if dust is removed, if paint on the glass, difficult to remove. Similarly, luckily, the darkness can be very long, long time. It's been there for a long, long time. And so darkness can be very, very dense, thick. You can't see even your own hand even. But light comes, no matter how long darkness has been, the darkness will disappear. It is different from the stain on the glass. And also, good news is, no matter how thick the darkness is, no matter how dense the darkness is, the moment the light comes, the darkness disappears. So in this way, our ignorance is like that. Even if you may feel that I'm such a deep Maya, don't worry. The moment you bring light, you come out of sattva sanjayate jnana. But there is a danger to this jnana also. What is the danger? Danger to the jnana is that jnana itself doesn't bring the devotion. That's why so many professors in many, many universities, they read Bhagavatam. Why they can't be a devotee? Think about it. They know Sanskrit far better than us. They can analyze each word. How many students they're studying religion? You study religion, that doesn't guarantee you become religious, isn't it? So this is the nature of jnana. Only when you require jnana, that doesn't guarantee devotion. That's why Krishna says twice, Bhagavatam says twice, in earlier in the first canto, later in the last in the 12th canto, he said, Naisha Karma Achutta Bhava Bhajitam. Even Naisha Karma, so whatever you do, you're perfectly well, free from karma. You do act in a way that liberated the stage. You don't cause any harm to anybody. But Achutta Bhava Bhajitam, that jnana, that liberated stage without Achyuta Bhava, there is not Shobhate. Shobhate means beautiful. Shobhate means look very well. It doesn't look good. It's not that beautiful. Ultimately, in our life, sweetness from relationship, if that is missing, then our life a bit dry, isn't it? You may have a position, you may have money, you may have honor, you may have everything, but deep down within your heart, the rasa is missing, then a bit vague, isn't it? So, in this way, in order to get over maya, you need to have knowledge as well as devotion, bhakti, achyuta bhava. In Bhagavata, it's described in a simple way. Devi esha gunamai mama maya durataya. No doubt maya is very difficult to get over because this is my energy. But mam evaye prapatyante mayam etam tarantite. If you surrender unto me, if you offer devotion, then you will get over that maya. So now we realize that how to get over maya. Two things. Of course, there are many other explanations to it, but in this class, I'd like to present two things that you have to develop knowledge. You have to learn shastra. You have to hear a lecture. At the same time, by listening, by studying, by associating, you have to invoke devotion within your heart. That makes beautiful shobhate. That makes you shine in your life. And also, that will make your life shine. That makes your devotion shine. That bhakti, element of bhakti. If there is no element of bhakti, you know what will happen? Ankar will slip in. So we'll play madanga. And then, how good I am. How many devotees are dancing up and down by madanga beat? Easily. We are waving chamara. How many guests are watching me? Easily. Devotional service. How many books I'm distributing? How many people I'm cooking? Joy! So, it is I and it is my concept is coming in. If you lose the sense of bhakti. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, and questions, comment. Okay. Are you there any question? Yeah, please.
I'm still deciding how to put it.
So, most difficult thing is that I don't understand the question itself.
So you say, you know, we hear Maya slaps us, and but also we understand that she can also help us to come to Krishna. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could expand on that a little bit. I was also thinking that she being the Maya being the external energy, the gopis pray to Goddess Takayani for Krishna, and the prayer was.
I think the mic is not on.
The prayer was, dear external energy of the Lord, mm-hmm. external energy, but there's also Yoga Maya. So what role does she play in it? Because Yoga Maya apparently is the principal potency of the Lord. So you would think that you'd pray to Yoga Maya for help. Not the external energy to come to Krishna. So I'm just, maybe you can clarify some of these points for me, Prabhuji.
So anybody can rephrase the question, simple way. So how Yoga Maya helps?
Yoga Maya helps, but how does she help? Because, but the point I'm trying to make is that they prayed to Goddess Takayani to get Krishna, and they prayed to her as the external energy because she is the external energy apparently. But why not Yoga Maya because she is the principal energy? Mm. And how does she help? How can she help in bringing us to Krishna? Because she is the potent energy of the Lord.
Okay.
If that makes any, does that make sense?
I'm not that level. Yoga Maya, Maya explains very detailed. Maybe that's beyond my level. But one thing, simple thing is how Maya help. I see how Kaikeyi help Lord Ram. Did Kaikeyi help Lord Ram or no? Generally, we read Mahabharata and Ramayana, and then Kaikeyi is one of Vedi, isn't it? So no girls in India, they name after Kaikeyi. There are many names, Sita, Kosalya, Kunti, etc., etc. But Kaikeyi, none of them give name to Kaikeyi. But entire Ramayana, without Kaikeyi, no Ramayana. Have you ever thought that? You know, when Kaikeyi vanished, Lord Ram, Ram immediately thought two things in his mind. If it happened to us, how dare she do this? Who is she? Oh, I seek justice. But Lord Ram, you know what Lord Ram think? Two things. Wow, I'm going to forest, I'll meet so many sadhus. Fantastic. Tomorrow is the coronation. He brought Abhishek water by himself from the river. But he let go. None of those. And then second thing he thought, by seeing this sadhu, I'll be in ecstasy, and plus, I'll be out of this palace politics. Politics, there's everywhere, isn't it? Ashram politics, man of politics. And then he had a wonderful time. He killed Ravana, etc., etc. When he came back to Ayodhya, he paid obeisances, Kaikeyi first, then his own mother, Kosala. So there is a role of Maya. So either Yoga Maya or Maya Maya, I'm not sure. But the fact that they're praying Maya is that, which means, give us more trouble so that more think of Krishna. That's all I can say. Any? Yeah, please comment, add on. Yeah.
This is, I'll just read, this question is answered in the purport. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.4. Where the gopis are praying, O goddess Kachayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and mighty controller of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj my husband. The purport begins, according to various acharyas, the goddess Durga mentioned in this verse is not the illusory energy of Krishna called Maya, but rather the internal potency of the Lord known as Yoga Maya. So it's just about, although Kachayani sometimes means Mahamaya, it also means in this verse Yoga Maya. And purport elaborates more on that, but there's not time for that.
Okay. So, Krishna energy is difficult to understand. So, Krishna has three energies. So, number one, internal energy. Number two, external energy. Number three, marginal energy. It's called Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, Tathashita Shakti. Antaranga Shakti has three aspects. Sandini, Sambit, Haladini Shakti. So, knowledge potency, eternity, and the pleasure potency. This is a Krishna internal energy. External energy is, as you say, Yoga Maya, Maha Maya. But important thing is, we belong to marginal energy. Sometimes, like a person standing in the ocean, sure, we covered, when wave comes, when you're covered by the waves, then we are part of ocean. And then the wave goes out, then we are part of land. So sometimes we are inclined to Krishna's internal energy. Sometimes we are inclined to Krishna's external energy. So we are back and forth. But we want to dive ocean of nectar. So that's what we are here. Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, President Prabhupada, last comment. Yeah. So just make a last comment. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got here is a lecture to college students, and it's also a well-known saying where we say, Prabhupada saying, everyone is put into darkness, and one who opens the eyes by the torch of knowledge means without knowledge. Darkness means without knowledge. So it is the duty of the spiritual master to open the eyes of a person in darkness with a torch of knowledge. And that's a very interesting thing, because we need somebody to guide us at what is really happening. And it happened to me yesterday, where somebody is going through a very difficult situation in their married life, even maybe do divorce proceedings. And one is like the Krishna follower, and the other one is maybe not interested really too much in spiritual life. And the aspect is, but one has money and the other one doesn't. And so it's based, this conflict, on money. Now, the really interesting thing is the one who has the money is a like Krishna conscious type person, knows the philosophy. And the one that wants the money, they're more interested in the money aspect, the material aspect. But what was very interesting, they're both attached to money, because one has the money, who's the, in the Krishna consciousness, and the other one wants the money, that by deed of law seems to say you got to split it equally. So the dilemma is the one in Krishna consciousness is a dilemma and saying that they don't deserve it because of this law. But it gives them a chance to find out what Krishna wants. And the fact is that though you may have had this money originally through family connection, and the other one hasn't, that actually it's a chance to show your attachment to money. It's a chance that you can see whatever comes of this, it will be Krishna's arrangement. One, to show you that maybe your own attachment to money, because you've got it. And the other one person, he, because he wants it, he wants to go into the material aspect. So they're both seeking an iron mine situation. But they should he can understand the spiritual aspect of choosing Krishna's arrangement. He is committed, or she is committed, to get this money. Now, the thing is, but the one who's in Krishna consciousness should see it, that actually this money was given to me by Krishna anyway. So it's not mine anyway. It's nothing to do with me. So actually, Krishna may be showing the Krishna conscious person that actually that your attachment is what's the problem, irrespective of whether you've got the money or not. It's just a way of showing that you have to accept the judgment of what Krishna brings from the laws of this world. And it seems unfair, maybe, to that person, but it's not. It's actually Krishna's arrangement to show them how to be more Krishna conscious and to say, I'll let Krishna decide. You know, you do your best in this world with whatever facility you've got, and then Krishna will decide. So don't become attached to the results of your activities, it's saying. Because Krishna's the result. We should understand that at all times. He's our best friend if we understand that. So don't worry. He says, Masuchaha, don't worry, surrender to me. So it's a chance for the Krishna conscious side person to realize their own attachments to what is already given to them by Krishna. So I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
Thank you. And maybe I'll take another 5 minutes. Maybe this is my last class as well as first class after COVID. So normally I don't get a chance to speak because actually I'm leaving for Korea next week for good. So I'll take up another 5 minutes. So we talked about bhakti. Then how, recently we celebrated Ram Navami, how Lord Ram values bhakti. I'll quickly share with you and then we'll close the session. You are welcome to go to take a prasadam. If you can go now, you can go, no problem. In Aranyaka Kanda, There are very interesting words. It said, Yagati yagya shillanam ahita agnehe yacha gatihi. Apara bhartinam yacha bhumi pradhainam. So, Lord Ram said that four category of people will reach the highest destination. Anuttama gatihi. Gati means destination. Anuttama. Uttama means the highest. Anuttama. No beyond that this uttama gati. Number one, yagya shilanam. So those who regularly practice yagya, sacrifice. There are many types of yagya. Yeah? Dravya yagya, jnana yagya, tapo yagya. So any type of yagya you regularly practice, then you reach the highest. Japa yagya is one of the best, as you know, to your highest destination. And then he said here, Ahitaha agnehe. One who practices regularly is for Grihastha, five sacrifice. So, which means, Deva yagya, Rishi yagya, Pitri yagya, Manusha yagya, Bhuta yagya. So, daily they worship Devatas, they worship sadhus, they worship their own ancestors, they worship all human beings, fellow human beings, and also those who worship even all the living entity. They will reach highest destination. And then, another thing, apara avartinam katihi. Those who never retreat in the battle. So don't think only soldiers. We are on constant battle, isn't it? Bhagavad Gita spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Why? Because we constantly we are fight, do or not, or right and wrong. This is right, or this is justice or injustice, or fair or unfair. Constantly, moral or ethics or immoral, we constantly are in fight, dharma and adharma, fundamentally. So, Ram says, never be out of fight. You have to fight through. Don't give up, no matter what. Don't give up. Avartan, it's a apulva, apara avartanam. And then the last thing, fourth category is that, bhumi pradhainam. One who give land to cause. Bhumi pradhainam. Why? Because land itself already belongs to Krishna. But what belongs to Krishna, you give it back. Then there is best way of offering. Your body belongs to Krishna, isn't it? It's five material element. So you dedicate yourself in any form of service. So four category, Krishna says, Lord Ram says that you will reach the highest destination. But after that, he said, Maya tvam sam anugyato. Maya, by me, tvam, you, yourself is recognized by me. Who is referring to? Lord Ram referring to Jatayu, the bird. He didn't directly serve Lord Ram. He attacked Ravana, who was kidnapping the Sita. He wasn't even direct service. He trying to serve Ram by helping his devotee. That service, anugyato, I recognize. Although Ram wasn't there. How many service you do, no one is watching. Remember, when you do service, when no one is watching, that time actually Krishna is more close than any other time. Krishna said here, Ram said here, anugyato, maya tvam anugyato, gacha lokan anuttamam. Gacha, you go. Loka anuttama, you also the highest destination you go. Further than that, Gragra Raja Mahasattva Samskritaha. I personally doing your own funeral, Samskritaha. Many people died on the battlefield when the fight happened between Ravana and Lord Ram. Many monkeys died. Even Lakshmana also almost dead. That's why Sanjeevani has to come. But who got the luck or chance cremated by Lord Ram himself. No doubt Krishna values your service. But when Krishna sees your service to Krishna's devotee, it values more. That's where the love flows. This is a science. If you want to please Krishna, you please Radharani. If you want to please Radharani, you please her devotees. So where Radharani is, always in the kitchen. Please come to the kitchen. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.